This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Four people died overnight Saturday when a series of tornadoes hit parts of Oklahoma. One tornado left a path of destruction in parts of Douglas County. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt toured the damage on Sunday, including in the town of Sulphur, where buildings were destroyed and cars flipped over.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen. I've seen a lot of damage. I've been around the state for, it's my sixth year. But what I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
Stitt says every business in the city was damaged. A state of emergency has been issued for 12 counties. A woman was killed Sunday in Iowa, meanwhile, because of a storm there. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. continues to oppose an Israeli attack on the Gaza city of Rafah on humanitarian reasons. Israel continues to move forces close to the Gaza border in preparation for such an attack. The two leaders spoke on the phone on Sunday. Protests at college campuses against the war in Gaza are continuing nationwide. Paulo Schalseda from Colorado Public Radio reports.
Students began camping out on the quad of Denver's Auraria campus, home to three higher education institutions, on Thursday. So far, police have arrested more than 40 people from the protests, and the area saw an unexpected weekend snowstorm. But student organizer Khalid Hamoud says the camp is stronger than ever.
We put the ask out into the community for people to come for supplies like tents and blankets and for help with food. We've been receiving like a steady stream of all of those.
Similar scenes are playing out across U.S. colleges across the nation, with widespread arrests at similar protests over the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Paulo Schalseda in Denver.
Ukraine's commander-in-chief says the battlefield outlook is getting worse in the country as Russia makes tactical advances on its goal of breaking through the eastern front line. NPR's Hanna Polomarenko reports from Kyiv.
In his Telegram channel, commander-in-chief of Ukrainian armed forces, Oleksandr Sirsky, says heavy fighting continues along the entire front line. Even as the situation has been changing, Sirsky says the most difficult spot is to the west of Avdiivka, where Russians deployed four brigades, pushing the Ukrainian military out of their positions. He adds that Russia is also building up and regrouping their troops in the Kharkiv sector. Ukraine has long been hobbled by weapons shortages, but Sirsky emphasized they are working with partners to get munitions, weapons, and military equipment as soon as possible. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
Negotiators in Capitol Hill say they've reached a deal that will boost air traffic control staffing. The agreement will also boost funding to avoid close calls on runways. The deal also will not increase the retirement age for airline pilots from 65 to 67. If passed, the measure will provide investments in infrastructure for airports of all sizes. You're listening to NPR News. Thousands of people marched in cities across Australia Sunday to draw attention to the deaths of 27 women so far this year who allegedly died from acts of gender-based violence. The country's prime minister said that the fact that a woman dies on average every 4 days at the hand of a partner is a national crisis. 17 relatives of U.S. military members are suing the federal government in Honolulu Federal Court. The family say they suffered severe health issues following the 2021 jet fuel leak from Navy World War II-era storage tanks in Oahu. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has the details.
Government reports admit more than 7,000 military members and their families were sickened after the Red Hill fuel facility spill. The trial will call dozens of witnesses, and the judge will decide how much plaintiffs will get in damages for their illnesses and medical bills. But the Navy on Friday released new water quality, medical, and mental health documents. It claimed the data did not show a system-wide impact from the jet fuel and that some symptoms might be psychosomatic. The plaintiffs say their numerous neurological, gastrointestinal, and skin issues were unanticipated, so could not be imagined. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy came out on top Sunday at the Zurich Classic Golf event in New Orleans. The Classic is the only team event on the PGA Tour. They beat Martin Trainer and Chad Ramey with a par in the first hole of a playoff. The 34-year-old McIlroy won his 25th PGA title and his first of the season. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.